Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, y'all? Kofi Kingston here, and I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks, depending on what that drink is, preferably non-alcoholic, you know?
How's it going? I'm the Celtic Warrior, Seamus.
Wardlow here.
Soda.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
Maple syrup.
Bye-bye. I would never have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
One of my favorite things about Tony Khan is how much I love Herb Abrams stories. And I just can't wait till we start getting those when everything is all said and done. Herbo Turbo, he's called himself Mr. Electricity. I want Mr. Electricity t-shirts for Tony Khan now. That's what I want. But yeah, the his pettiness is so funny, and I love pettiness, so I don't want to see
when
it.
When Jinder responded with "Who the fuck is Hook?" I'm like, "That's amazing. It's done. It's over now. It's over now." And this is exactly why I told you. I told you, and I told you, and I told you I was right. I was right. I was right. This is exactly why you give Jinder the title. He is forever a WWE champion, and that you can never take away. It's now perfect, especially with the AEW bullshit. And again, Bishop was right. Tony was wrong. He said it's hysterical how he phrased it. He said Jinder had not won a match in 364 days. And actually on day 364 of counting back when he posted that, he won a match on TV. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I tweeted it with a screenshot from Pro Fight DB on January 10th. Of 2023, he beat Julius Creed on NXT. Yep. Yeah. Not a house show match. On TV. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a good match. Jinder is so fucking good. And we can jump over to that too, just because we're already on the topic of it. And then we'll jump around. But the promo he even had with Seth Rollins was good, dude. His promo with Rock was so good. But yeah, I don't see, honestly, at this moment, any good reason not put that title on Jinder. Even if he doesn't hold it to Mania. You know what I mean? Like, give Seth something to do. What if he's in a literal program with Jinder? And he finally gets it, right? But, like, I don't see any good reason not to put that title on Jinder for at least a month.
It's honestly 3 weeks or 2 weeks. No. Well, are they going to fight at Rumble?
No, or they're fighting Monday, at Raw. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, Raw. So yeah, dude, 2 weeks. Do it on Raw, take it off on Rumble. Yeah. Like, have it happen. Because like you said, Seth has been so stale since he won it and the title hasn't meant anything. Now you put that fire under Seth and re-legitimize Jinder as a two-time WWE champion. Fuck.
Dude.
Come on.
Amazing. Can you imagine how much you can troll other people?
Yes.
Dude, the troll factor for Jinder.
Oh, it'd be great. It'd
fucking be great. Telling Cody good luck on your story as he's sitting there with the fucking title.
Oh, your story won that already. I'm champ number 50.
Yeah. Can you imagine him like looking face to face with Drew?
Right. Oh, it'd be amazing.
Dude, it'd be so fucking good. So good. Like, see, I just don't see any good reason. Not to, no, I think that he would be, he could provide an edge to that title that would be so fucking funny and such an asshole thing that you can't wait for the title to come off of him. And when Seth finally does, you finally feels like he did something. Yes, he took the title off that idiot. You know what I mean? But right now, he just won the tournament, which also made his, before I let you go real quick, it also made Seth's whole promo stupid when he said, I took this title. It didn't even exist last year. It made it the most sought after thing in all of entertainment. And I was like, but it's clearly not. No one calls you out. Almost ever. Yeah. You know what I mean? The Rock didn't show up to say, I want Seth's title. He said, I want head of the table. That's not even a title. You know what I mean? Right. Your championship is so not most sought after that even someone's moniker is more sought after. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And to your point, Cody's on the same show and says that that's not even a title that I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. No, what I was going to say is when you were talking about, you know, Jinder taking it and giving Seth that energy to get it back. Think about everyone else he would pass over. How much more intense Drew gets, how much more intense CM Punk gets, Jey Uso, you know, line them all up. Sami Zayn, you know, how did he get this title before I got my shot? You know, he hasn't been, all of that can now come out from it. Again, that's why I like to be, show me the thing that we don't think was going to happen. You know, the Gunther at the Royal Rumble last year, for not because of the hate for Cody, but could you imagine if he won and Cody didn't? Now you have Cody distraught and needing to build towards WrestleMania. You get a surprise of Gunther actually winning the Royal Rumble. Like, you can't predict what that next thing is. So if Jinder does win, then you have an opportunity to go, holy shit, what happens now? Not, we're still leading towards CM Punk and Seth. We're still doing this. You just, boom, you veer off on the path real quick. Oh, shit. Here we go. Come back around. All right, now we're back on track to Mania. That 1 to 2 months of we don't know what's going to happen is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, and I've heard people trying to say that Seth versus CM Punk would be the biggest match outside of Rock versus Roman. And they're trying to say they're not being biased about it. It just is what it is. But it fucking isn't. Like, the idea, because here's the thing, because there's also the speculation. Oh, fuck it. We'll just talk about stuff. You could always get Randy could win the title at Rumble. Cody could win Elimination Chamber or the Rumble, face Randy for the title. Roman faces The Rock because they're just going to do that. And then you also have Seth versus Roman. Or not Seth versus Roman. Seth versus Punk. The idea then being that Cody Randy would be the third most important match of the weekend. There is so much more story to Cody and Randy, and Cody is so fucking over and Randy is so fucking over. I think that it's these CM Punk super fans that don't understand how biased their fandom is, that they want that for their guy so bad that they're doing the exact thing that they're claiming other people are doing, right? It's the,
right,
you want Cody so bad, you're not even looking at over here. You want Punk so bad, you're not looking at reality. Like, there's a huge fan base right now that knows almost nothing about Punk, just that he's back and he's cut a couple of promos. He hasn't had a match that we've seen. There's a lot of people who don't know who the fuck he is or why he's important.
Yeah.
Right? They have a bigger fan base right now than they had 2 years ago, which means you have people who've only been watching for the last 2 years. We know this. So those people are invested in Cody and Randy. The only people invested in CM Punk are the guys who liked AEW because Punk was there and the guys who liked Punk 10 years ago. That is it. Anything in between doesn't care about Punk right now. So Punk has a lot of work to do to become the second biggest match of the card. You know what I mean?
Not Seth, absolutely. But Punk. No, as soon as you said it, I'm like, okay, I'll vibe with what they're saying, right? Let's say Punk is most important. Well, how is Punk's surprise pop this past night on Monday Night Raw, right? That surprise, his music hit. We didn't expect him. It wasn't coming up next. None of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Compare that noise to LA Knight on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, when he's not announced, to Roman Reigns, even when... You know what I mean? Even when we know he's coming and he's been this drawn out, the sound he gets when that music hits, The Rock, when he came out, you already have, okay, so let's say Rock's the B-side of Roman Reigns. his pop's louder than CM Punk's. LA Knight, who's not even fantasy booked into WrestleMania yet, his pop's louder than CM Punk. And Cody, his pop is louder than CM Punk. We knew Randy was coming back. Listen to that at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Punk and Randy were about here. Punk maybe a little bit higher because really nobody expected that. But it wasn't much. And then even Randy, when he comes out on SmackDown unannounced, his pop is crazy. So crazy. At least from an in-arena standpoint, fuck Twitter, fuck us talking, all that stuff. In arena response, Punk is not in the top three of the B side of what a match could be.
Yeah.
The Rock's
not in the top three reaction of the night.
Right. Right. So sorry, but he hasn't built that equity on TV and in the arena.
Yeah.
He just hasn't. I hope he can. We talked about it every time. Like, we can talk all the shit we want. We can't get rid of him. He's there. So yeah. I hope it gets better. I hope I have something to care about. And honestly, Monday, I know you probably didn't watch the segment, but him and Drew on Monday was the best thing both of them have done in 5 years. So, I don't know. That's Monday. We didn't even talk about it yet. Your show.
Do you want to just talk about it? I mean, fuck, sure. We can come back to SmackDown. Yeah. More stuff happened on Raw. Let's just be honest about it. Let's keep talking Raw. Yeah, honestly, I watched the CM Punk Drew McIntyre promo 3 times. I watched it. Producer lady came out for lunch and I said, you got to see this. And then today I was like, I'm going to put that on again. I will say CM Punk trying to say that he was going to knock Drew McIntyre's teeth down his throat was Tony Khan levels of hysterical. No one is afraid of your punches, dude. Nobody. I would gladly, hands behind my back, take a punch from you. No, but we've seen your punches, dude. It's fucking funny. You punch like Gumby, dude. You were so bad at punching, someone else got fired for not beating the shit out of you worse than you did. So bad at punching. So fucking funny. I honestly, look, I talked a lot of shit about Drew McIntyre. It's what I do, right? I don't want to fight that motherfucker.
No, I don't either.
Like, look, I've talked about the disconnect. I've talked about wanting to love and hate in them and just wanting to turn heel and talk about things not working. I'll tell you one thing. If that dude's in a bar, I'm going to very politely buy him a drink and sit in the corner and hope he's never heard me talk. Because I do not want to fight him. I do not want to anger him. He's probably a really fucking cool dude. I've said that a bunch of times, too. Every time I criticize, I say that I get every impression he's a really cool guy. I think that's part of the reason why he's been around so long. When things don't work, people want it to work. Look at Dawkins. Trash at everything. Been around for a decade. So, must be a great guy. Must be.
He didn't deserve that shot, man. He didn't deserve that shot.
That's my bad, man. That's my bad. Sorry about that. I didn't have to go that way, but I did. But Drew, got to be a great guy. The idea that Punk thinks he can outfight Drew McIntyre in a real skirmish, fucking hysterical. No chance of hell. Justin Time coming through saying cheers, my dad bar friends, and cheers to the Justin Time boys. Is he still living with his brother? I know they moved. Oh. They moved together.
Okay, no, I don't know. I don't know. Actually, me and Justin haven't chatted in a while. Yeah. You know, every time we check in, you know, he's got a lot of stuff going on, so just kind of let him do his thing. Yeah. Rooting for you, Justin, though. We got you back.
Nothing but love. I do think that was Drew's best promo in a long, long time. Yeah. And look, it. We talked about it with Seth. There's been so many disconnect things. It feels like these guys are happy to do the work and are happy to dig into real feelings here because Drew came off pretty authentic here, too. And Punk did not. Drew's story about Punk walking in and calling himself a locker room leader. I don't know about you, but that's like the 7th or 8th time I've heard that. And I don't mean like Drew saying it. I mean, 8 people have said it in other stories. Oh, he came in and said this and he called himself a locker room leader. Cody was making fun of him about it before he even came into AEW. I've heard Booker T make fun of him about it. Like when he wasn't wrestling at all, like, these guys have brought it up that he was that way. So the fact that it's out there in the zeitgeist and we know that he did do those things, it's really strange to me that he goes, I've never done that. Well, now you're an asshole, dude. Because what we know is that there's a lot of people with nothing to gain at the time that they said the story, tell that story. You know what I mean? Like, we've heard it. And no, I'm not buying your bullshit. So, yeah, I thought Giroux did awesome here. If you ask me, it was a real dressing down for Punk. I thought Seth's was too. I don't feel like Punk, I want to say, isn't holding his own, but he's not the walk away topic of these conversations.
Yeah, I think a little vindication for me going back and watching Punk and listening to his promos and seeing how he's a you know, he's like a one-line joke writer. You know what I mean? Where it's like, mm-hmm. he'll hit you with a punchline, but are you taking us on a ride? And no offense either way, right? Because it worked for years. People believe that he's a great promo. But, yeah. You know, I saw that one with The Rock where he's like, oh, well, your arms just aren't long enough to box with God. And I'm like, well, his arms are longer than yours. So, you know, and then he did the usual suspects line in AEW. You know, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled is convincing himself he didn't exist. Also a line from Exit Wounds or Cradle to the Grave. I don't know, very similar. Anyway, my point is, like, he has I've said it on this show, he has the ability to say words out of his mouth into a microphone fluidly to form sentences, but I'm not hooked because the lack of authenticity. He had every moment, every time he picks up the microphone to go, you know what? I was that way. I'm not that way anymore. I'm here to do this. And he just doesn't do that. He doesn't atone to the truth of the words that are there. So he's trying to deny what they're saying and invalidate their stories. But we know how Seth feels. We know the legit reasons behind Seth's actions. Drew told his story. That's why I'm so glad you watched it. I know how much you don't like Drew's ability on TV. But when I saw this, I was like, fuck, man, I was pulled in. I'll tell you what, their first round of interactions when Punk went up on the ropes and then Drew went up on the ropes, it was kiddie. But when they both came down, the intensity did pick back up. I was like, okay, cool. I'm actually feeling this, to your exact point. Punk has no idea how to play the game. He has no idea how to bring it back into what the other person is saying. He has his agenda and what he wants to say, regardless of how good the story's coming from the other side. Because Drew picked it up so many levels that the authenticity in which Drew was speaking, I was like, you know what? You're fucking right, dude. I absolutely agree with you. And then Punk goes, yeah, well, I'll knock your fucking teeth down your throat. And you're like, no, you won't. No, you won't. You won't. You won't. You won't. And you're too old. You lost your three MMA fights or whatever it was, the two fights. Oh, one's a no contest or whatever the fight. Like, it's, you lost. And you sucker punch a child. Mm-hmm. And you were suspended away from TV during the other fight. Like, sorry, but no. I don't agree. I don't agree. And you can't make me agree unless you start knocking people's teeth out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I loved it. I thought Drew really brought an intensity to himself to the point. I want to see the two of them without the title, even at Mania. Like, it was that good enough for me to grab onto something. That's all I ever ask these wrestlers to do, make me care about something. Yeah. And Drew made me do that. So,
yeah, shouts to Drew. Absolutely. And at first, I was like, not sure how I was feeling about it, because he's like, maybe I should leave and come back. Like, you did.
You already
did.
That story.
Yeah. Like, you've told that story so many times. And he's all like, and then maybe I'd get a hero's welcome. You did. You also got that. What are you? You did those things. And instead of saying, maybe I should, you really should be hammering home that you did it. You did it better and you did it faster. You were gone for 3 years. Punk was gone for 9. Because the difference is you fought for it every second you were away from it, and Punk gave up until he was lured back in with the thought of money and more fame. Yeah. When he was lured back in and the ability to ride the coattails of the rest of us who never needed him. You know what I mean? Like, tell that side of it instead of saying, maybe I should even come back. Mm. You did. But you did it in a way that you could actually fucking dunk on Punk.
Yeah. Yeah, for balls sure.
Thumb them. You know what I mean? That's what I always say, thumb them.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right there, because it was just honestly, it was a shitty setup to get Punk's music to hit, because even Punk came out and goes, "Well, when I heard my name, I knew I had to come out." Well, actually, he didn't say your name.
You didn't.
Your music hit with him out. So, and that's part of the disconnect in what's happening on the mic that Punk is doing. It's like, oh, I figured you were talking about me. Ta-da! That's that difference in what he says is easily more relatable. But you're telling me that you don't watch the show, that you're not listening to the person out there. So, but no, it was the best from both of them in the back and forth that I've seen in a very long time. I really enjoyed it, and I'm really hoping that they don't keep putting Punk in front of more and more people. Leave it with Drew now for a couple times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because I think just move him away from Seth completely now, because the stuff with him and Seth, it didn't add up compared to what just happened here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I think Drew did it. Also, the when Punk came out and kind of laid on the ropes, it was an asshole thing being like, I'll just sit right here and relax. So Drew let him do it, talked his shit. And then he was all like, but if you want to play that game, I could do that too. And when he did it, it felt like a dressing down. You know what I mean? It was all like, man, he's not afraid of you. He's not nervous of you. And he shouldn't be. You know what I mean? Like, you had a fucking hard time taking out Jack Perry. You know?
Right. And is there a chance that that was part of the plan for both of them to sit up on the ropes and Punk was just playing his part? Or we just haven't seen that authenticity to think that that's the case?
No, I think that was Punk doing what Punk does and doing shit on the fly. And then Drew being like, what a dick. I'll do it.
That's what Drew's response looked like. Like, when Drew went up there and they caught him on camera, that's what it looked like. Okay, dick, I can do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think
this
is fancy?
Right.
Yeah. How do you feel about this? Like, yeah. So, yeah, I think that Punk's words fell flat. He was trying, like you said, to push his agenda without actually just digging in and saying, I did say those things and I was that way, but like I've said before, I've changed and a lot has changed, and it may not have been a fast change. It may have taken me a long time, but it did happen at the turn of a dime. You know what I mean? Like, it felt sudden to me. So I don't blame you guys for not thinking it. I don't blame any of you. If you want to babyface them, you know what I mean? Like, I don't blame any of you guys for not believing that I've changed. It happened quick, but it took a long time to get there. You know, and I'm willing to do what it takes, but he's not. He just keeps saying, like, I ain't here to make friends. I ain't here to make friends. Okay. Are you here to prove yourself even?
Like, remember, remember when Cody and Paul Heyman went back and forth, and Cody brings up how, you know, Paul helped save Dusty, and then Paul got emotional. I was like, I didn't know we were going to go there, and then spit a promo of fire. Like, that's what I want to see out of CM Punk. Drew McIntyre definitely just said something Punk wasn't ready to hear.
Yeah.
You know, he was probably ready to hear something along the lines, but not specifically. Where's Punk's ability to come back and go, okay, I can do this. You know, that would have made everything just even hotter, you know?
Yeah.
But imagine that Drew McIntyre carried a promo segment in today's wrestling. I mean,
it was amazing. It was amazing. It was the best he's ever looked. And I thought it was great. I don't even know why, but I thought he looked good with the ponytail. I feel like it looked different than normal.
it's all
weird and greased.
Yeah, his whole presentation, everything just felt better. So shouts to Drew for putting one on.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. And you know, go ahead, thumb Punk, thumb him.
Producer Lady here. Thanks for tuning in. Continue to support and buy us a drink by putting the I in subscribe and reviewing our podcast. And cheers to Fans First Sports Network for keeping the dive bar lights on.
I would never have a drink with wrestling on the rocks.